This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As we move into the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, which are powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight, a Wednesday, the 30th of July, and we are less than 24 hours away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, which is tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Apparently, I was saying it was 4 o'clock. I don't remember saying that, but people are like, Arcan, it's 6 o'clock, not 4 o'clock, which I knew, but I don't know why I said that if I did. Either way, it's 6 o'clock tomorrow, right before I go on the air. So, listen, from the beginning of the broadcast day at 6 a.m. when Greg and Wiggy and Courtney, and are they all in tomorrow? I think they probably are. They'll all be here. And listen, a trade could get made tonight, so we'll obviously let you know if it does, but in the event that it doesn't, there's going to be, and I know how these days go, it's a trade deadline. You are not going to admit that this thing is over until hours later. So, like, even after I go on the air, it won't be until, like, 8 o'clock that the deadline's officially over. But if we get from the beginning of the Greg Hill Show to the end of WEEI Afternoons before I go on the air tomorrow night, and the Red Sox have not made a – if not acquired anyone I've ever heard of – okay, that's the line I'm drawing. Doing the Red Sox this year, I have a book back here with how to pronounce every single player's name in all of Major League Baseball. And I know what you're probably thinking, why don't you read it sometime, Arcan? I probably should. But I have been about as in tune with Major League Baseball this year as I've been in a few years. Not since I was really playing regular fantasy baseball, like daily fantasy baseball, and making moves on the waiver wire and all that stuff, was I as in tune with the entire league as I am this year. And it's just, you know, not like bragging or anything. I'm just saying, like, for me, this has been a lot. And if they make a trade and the return is someone whose name I don't recognize, I am going to be very angry at 6 o'clock tomorrow, and I am going to let you all know about it. So just get ready. It's going to be one of two things. Or I guess there's also an option C, but option A is going to be what I just described. We wait all day for the big move. It never comes. Option B is they actually do make a big move, and they do acquire someone who can help them down the stretch. In theory, we'll see if they actually can or not. And this is also a hypothetical player they haven't even traded for, so we'll see. But if it's someone I've heard of and think positively of, then that would be great. Then there's option C. And option C is that they go out and they make some trades, but it's more like last year where, yeah, they need help in the rotation, so they got James Paxton. And, yeah, they need help in the bullpen, so they got Luis Garcia and the other guy who I can't even remember what his name is. And, yeah, they needed a right-handed bat, so they went out and got Danny Jansen. And, by the way, two of the players that the Red Sox traded for last year have been traded again this year as like throw-ins. Or Danny Jansen, I forget where he got traded, but he got moved. Luis Garcia just got moved back to the Angels. You know, like, it's a very indicative, I'd say, of how nothing, how those were nothing moves last year. And they can make some moves, but if they're nothing moves, just don't, you know, don't try and slide those past us again. Don't try and float that to the fans. Some nothing trades, some nothing players. And then be like, yeah, so what do you think? Like, no, you, I'll tell you right now, you're better off not doing anything, honestly. Because really, this team, as is playing well right now. And they have a logjam at certain places, and they have needs at certain places. And if that doesn't get addressed, then the fans are not going to be happy. If their needs aren't addressed and addressed by going through some of these log jams on the roster and going about it that way, I think that's what people have come to expect here at this deadline. Or come to, maybe not expect, this is the wrong word, like you don't expect it because it's the Red Sox, but you've come to believe that that's the right thing to do. You've come to believe that there is a clear give and a take here. There's a yin and a yang. You need pitching. This team needs outfield. You need this. This team needs that. You have that. You can give that. And they can give. They can trade it back to you, too. There's arrangements that make sense this year. So are they going to do it or not? Red Sox in on Mitch Keller, according to, you know, whoever decides who's in on who. I feel like, you know, you get that crap all the time. This was from Nesson and I believe the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A fella named Noah Hiles from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette says that multiple teams remain interested in Mitch Keller. The Yankees, Cubs, Mets, and Red Sox have all reached out. Pirates could also look to move Keller in the offseason. Notion that one source claims could give the club better odds of landing an established big league hitter in return. And I saw that and I thought, huh, an established big league hitter, eh? Would you do Jaron Duran for Mitch Keller? I like Mitch Keller. I might do that. I might do it. Wouldn't be my number one choice. And I would miss Duran. And if they would take, you know, Abreu for him instead, I might consider that just because Duran's so hot right now. But he's also probably peaking in terms of trade value at this point, I would think. And then I guess the natural follow-up there would be, well, if he's peaking in trade value so much, can't you do better than Mitch Keller? Mitch Keller or Dylan Cease? It's a fair question. Similar pitchers. If the Pirates want, and I'm surprised to read that, by the way. I'm surprised to read that they want an established big league hitter in return. What do the Pirates want with an established big league hitter? That's a team that I figured would just want to trade their good players and get prospects back. Minor leaguers. Guys that don't cost anything and who down the road you can, you know, maybe develop into something or trade away when you try and load back up. If you ever do, I don't know, it's the Pirates. But maybe that's not the direction that they're going. And the only established big league hitter in return that I feel like the Red Sox have any possible interest in moving on from is one of the outfielders. Now, according to some reports, Jaron Duran has been rival executives have said, the Red Sox are telling us now Jaron Duran is untouchable. We can't, no matter what we offer, they don't want to trade him. So maybe that means Abreu. Maybe that means somebody else. I don't think it means Rafaela. I don't think it means Roman Anthony. And honestly, I don't think it means Ref Snyder either because he's your only right-handed outfielder. Or your right-handed bat in the outfield. But it's got to mean something. You know, it's got to mean something. Five outfielders? For the rest of the year, you know, I feel like that's pointless. You can't play them all, and you have other needs. So do something about it. If it's Mitch Keller, it's Mitch Keller. Honestly, I don't think that would be a bad trade. I like Mitch Keller, and he's having a career year. So, you know, maybe you trade a guy with some value, and you get back a guy with some value, and that's the way it works, and maybe it's not exactly what you wanted, or you think you're getting a little less than what you should be getting for Jaron Duran, but you know, that's the way the trade deadline works sometimes. Especially if you're in the market for starting pitching. Have you noticed, by the way, no starting pitchers have been traded? It's all relievers and rental bats. That's basically it. With a couple of exceptions and mostly guys you never heard of. None of the big-name starters have moved yet. And I wouldn't be shocked if any of them did, because that's, to me, or I would be kind of shocked if any of them did, because I'm not sure that anyone's willing to pay that freight for these starters. For relievers, sure. Even if it's a good reliever, yeah, we'll kick in some prospects for that. We'll go ahead and do it. Two of our top 10 guys. But for a starter with cost control, it's going to be like three guys and the player and the, you know, and it's like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I could see Craig Breslow just shutting down. Robot style. Just meow. Too much. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dean in Jamaica Plain. Go ahead, Dean.
Well,
hi, Dean.
Jeez. Thanks. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Right? You can hear me?
I can.
Okay. Some perspectives on the trade deadline and this whole media fiasco that comes up every freaking year. You know, I mean, I've always looked at the deadline as like your chance to get the bad wood out. You know, the high talented but bad seeds, get them out. Like I was all in on getting Darcy Apera out in August mm-hmm. of 2003. My wife was like, what are you talking about? It's a marquee player. He's a franchise player. And then 2 months later, EEI is saying, you guys were saying in August, September, we had a swoon. Maybe something's wrong in the dugout. Maybe we should be thinking about like playing some, you know, trading some big names.
Dean, a couple of things. Hold on, Dean, excuse me. A couple of things. Number one, in 2003, I was still in college, so I wasn't saying that. And number two, the bad seed was already traded. Rafael Devers was the bad seed. He got traded. When they traded Nomar, they got back they got back Cabrera for him, who was a very good shortstop. They traded Devers for a reliever who can't really get the one foot in front of the other out there.
My point is, it changes. It changed the clubhouse. Like we don't know like what Garcia Paris interaction was with his teammates. Everything sounded good, but we don't really know. Like, but in the meantime, I think trading Devers is great. That was awesome. Look how the San Francisco Giants are doing in the last since the trade. Right. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Cora is charged with, hey, how do you think the team's going to do this year at spring training? How do you think we're doing so far? And this whole idea of, is the team going to sour on management if we don't add, is just such a media conversation.
It's maybe not a media conversation. Enough. He's done that before, Dean. He has soured on the front office before. He's come out and said it. We have other callers, so I got to let you go. But, I mean, that's just real quick. That is not a media creation at all. Alex Cora has very defiantly sent messages either in the form of post-game comments or leaving a kid like Bear Claw out there on the mound to get his brains beat in 2 Augusts ago. Remember that? Like, that was, you know, to say that that's a media creation, I think, really lets Alex Cora, and not just Alex Cora, but a lot of his players too, right off the hook. Devers used to complain about it. Xander Bogaerts used to complain about it. Both of those guys are gone, ironically. You know, conspiracy, I don't know. But, like, that's not a media creation. That is not a media creation. That is a manager who, rightfully so, by the way, and I agree with him, felt as though the front office abandoned the team. And while all these other teams were out there making real moves at the deadline, here was Chaim Bloom or Craig Breslow, whoever it was, kind of sitting on their thumbs and saying, you figure it out, Alex. Yeah, I know all these other teams are adding pitching and adding bats and doing all these things that you would love for us to do, but we can't find a way to make that work in our model, and it's not efficient, and it's not, you know, money-wise, doesn't make sense for us, so we're just not going to do it. We're going to trade for a bunch of nobodies, and good luck out there. And Alex Cora was tired of it, like anybody would be. So don't call, that's not a media creation. That's not fair to say that. That was a real thing. And if you need me to go back and read the transcripts, they're right out. They're readily available. Alex Cora was not shy about it either. I mean, come on. AJ's in the car. Go ahead, AJ.
Hey, Christian. I don't know what that guy's talking about, but I got a trade with the Nationals, which is kind of falling to the regular Red Sox. It's nobody, but it's somebody kind of deal.
Okay.
Is Josh Bell and Brad Lord from the Nationals, because Bell will fill that slot at first base that you desperately need a first baseman. He's a switch hitter, so you got a right-handed bat in the lineup. And Brad Lord is a good fifth starter option who pitches out of the bullpen right now. He's got, I think, a 3.27 ERA. So I just wanted to get your opinion on maybe that would be – it would appease John Henry because they're cheap rental players, and it would appease the fans because at least you're doing something.
Yeah, maybe. AJ, thanks for the call. I'd say in the case of Josh Bell, that's a 32-year-old first baseman who's having a down year. He's had some good years recently. He's been, you know, he's been hit for power. He's not a, you know, a bad player or anything like that. And he's back on the Nationals. He played for them, I want to say, like 4 or 5 years ago. And he's bounced all around. You know, he's been traded a bunch of times. Let's see, 2024, he had 19 home runs last year. 23, he finished with 17. You know, I consider Josh Bell to be kind of a middle-of-the-road type of guy, but potentially someone that could put some stability on that side of the infield, potentially. The question is, if you're going to give up pieces for him, do you consider him to be a more stabilizing presence than, say, Abraham Toro or Romy Gonzalez or whoever, or potentially those guys in a platoon? And I got to say, I don't think the answer to that question is yes, not this year. He's hitting 228 this year. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that... This is the year to roll the dice on a guy like him. If you want to upgrade at first base, upgrade. It's kind of like with Ke'Bryan Hayes and that whole trade that just got made. Because Ke'Bryan Hayes is a great fielding third baseman. But you're not talking about a guy that can hit. And the Reds needed help at third base. Ke'Bryan Hayes will give you a good glove over there, but his OPS is like in the sixes, and their OPS, team OPS at third base this year at Cincinnati is in the sixes. So it's not like you really upgraded that much. I don't want the Red Sox to go out and make a trade if it's not an actual upgrade. That doesn't make sense to me. Let's go to Nick in the car. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Arcan. How's it going? Great show as always.
Thank you.
Listen, don't let it go to your head or nothing, but you're right again. I totally agree that a halfway move would almost be worse than nothing at all. And I agree, too, that I think – this deadline is going to be indicative of how the Cora-Breslow relationship really is, right? Because if they go out and they make a halfway move, what that says is that the only person left in the building who is in any way, shape, or form in touch with the city and the team and the fan base, now that Mr. Breslow, you're a stiff, is gone, is Alex Cora. That's what that means if they only do a halfway move, is he's the only one, as much as the whole Fire Cora crew still likes to call in here and there. I think if Breslow thinks, like, oh, here's a nice shiny, I mean, again, not the rag on the last color, fifth of the rotation start, you know what I mean? It's right. Like that, I feel like all that says to you is they don't know what they're doing. Now, the only thing I'll say to that is, and I'll admit, it's been a few years since I've really tuned into the Sox. The only reason I did this year is because of the moves they made in the offseason, because of Crochet and Bregman and Chapman. So he's shown that he has it. I hope that he has it again. Like, I'm going to be really watching things close this next 24 or so hours. And, yeah, just hope that they make a good move with it.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate that. I would, I don't know. I would say that whether or not they make the big trade we're all hoping for, whatever that is, and everybody has their own sort of idea of what the ultimate move would be here at the deadline, who the best guy is, you know, Joe Ryan or Cabrera or whoever. Whether or not that happens, it's really about if this team and these scouts and GMs and people in the front office, and to a bigger extent, I'd say ownership, because they're the ones who ultimately decide on these things. But there's no excuse now to say something like, well, we looked around and we figured we couldn't get a deal done, and also there weren't a lot of trades to be made. That's not true. You made a trade. You traded Rafael Devers, so there are trades to be made. And not only that, but in the last 2 weeks, there have been a flurry of trades from the American League, mostly, teams that you're competing with, teams that are all around you in the standings, in the wild card standings, in the American League standings. And they're figuring out how to swing some of these moves. You are not. So I don't want to hear, yeah, there just weren't trades to be made. There are trades to be made. Other teams are making them. And they're making them for players that could have helped you and your roster. And we're running out of time here, folks. We just are. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls in just a minute. But first, at 8:30, we got our New England Nightly News. And before that, here's Thomas with what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.